Okay, Bava Basra, Daf Nun Tes, second to last Daf here in Cheska Sabatim. As we are on the top of Nun Tes and Aleph, we got into the Mishnah yesterday, Nun Ches Mabez. We spoke about issues that reminded us a little bit of the second parak. What exactly is am I allowed to do in my Rishus? And once that's done, does that create a chazaka for behavior that the other person can no longer be mochel? So we spoke about a marzev and a maschela, different types of water situations where water from my roof is going into my friend's roof. Is it a gutter? Is it a water pipe? Some type of discussion, different types of gutters, different types of ladders, different types of windows. That was the discussion in our Mishnah. So now we're on top of Nun Testament Aleph, but the Gemara is about to comment on the three opinions that we had yesterday. So let's just review them for a moment. The Mishnah had said that a marzev does not create a chazaka, but the makom has a chazaka. What does that mean? A marzev, again, is a type of small pipe that goes onto the roof that pours water off of the roof into my friend's yard. So the Mishnah said, ein lo chazaka, it does not create a chazaka, meaning the silence of the neighbor doesn't mean that this could be here forever. It's a temporary item, so the neighbor thinks that whenever I want, I'd be able to say something, and you'll move it. So therefore, it does not create a chazaka. But v'yeshlim komo chazaka, but its spot has a chazaka. So we didn't know what that meant. What does v'yeshlim komo chazaka mean? So the Gemara had three different opinions. Shmuel said it means that, all three means, say that it means that its existence has a chazaka. That's what it means, yeshlim komo chazaka. The fact that it exists has a chazaka, but it does not create a chazaka in that Shmuel says you can move it to the other side. Right, it's not, there's no chazaka that it has to be on this side A. The neighbor could demand that you move it to side B. Rabbi Chanina says that he could demand that you make it shorter, and Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba says he could demand that he could build under it if he wants. The water goes further out, but I could build under it. So those are the three answers that we have. So the Gemara is going to say that two of those answers fit into their Mishnah, and one of them is more difficult. Says the Mishnah now on the top of Nun Tes Min Aleph, Tanan. Hamazchelo yesh lachazaka. As the Mishnah said in the next line, everything that we've said just now is about the marzev. The marzev is a type of water gutter that goes, and there is no chazaka required. Achieved. But the maschela is a different type of more permanent structure that the Mishnah says has a chazaka. So what's the parallel case? We have to be talking about the same kind of case if the Mishnah is contrasting them. The marzev does not create a chazaka, and the maschela does create a chazaka. So what exactly is the case? So tanan, ha maschela yesh la chazaka. So bishlam almanda amar hanach tarti shapir. If you want to say, according to the first two suggestions, then it works out fine. Why does it work out fine? Because in all of these, maschela, what was the first answer? You could tell him to go to the other side. No, maschela, you can't tell him to go to the other side. It's a more serious structure, so then once it's here, it's here. If it's long, you can't tell him to shorten it. So I understand how maschela would be different than the marzev. So shapir, that works out. But elamanda amar sheim ratza livnos tachtav bone mynafka lemina. But what does it mean by the maschela? It has a chazaka, and therefore, what would be the contrast? He cannot build under it. Why wouldn't he be able to build under it? Right? Why would the neighbor, his hands be tied, that he wouldn't be able to build under it? Right? So that's the question. According to the third answer, what's the contrast between Marzev and Maschela? He says the Gemara. But if you look at the Rashbam has an important lashon here. El Lamanda Amar. Gabi Marzev de Lahachi en Lochazaka. Why does the Marzev not have a Chazaka? Because if you want to build under it, then he can't. So my Nafkamina, Labal Maschela. What does the Baal Maschela care if the neighbor builds under it? Ibani Baal Chatzer Tuta. If the Baal Chatzer builds under it, Halo Mafsin Midi. Ubal Chatzer, and here's the line. He doesn't lose anything, and the Baal Chatzer lo shibed lo chatzero le mazchilaso le davar she'eno mazaklo. Even if you want to say that he's given up the rights that this person could have the maschela going into his rishus, that didn't mean that he was meshabed the whole area to his the Baal HaMaschela. It wasn't meshabed anything in a case where it's not mazaklo. So the Gemara says, so why is there, what does it mean in the Mishnah that a maschela yeshlo chazaka? So hacha b'maschela shel binyan askinan. We're talking about a maschela that is connected to a structure that is made out of stone. De Amarle, where he could say to him, Onichale de Tisra Ashisai. Right, we had way earlier, much earlier in the parak, that, actually we had it in the second parak, certain items that I'm not allowed to do next to your property because it smells, because it causes vibrations, because it blocks your vision, right, all different types of hezek that might be caused. So vibration is what's spoken about here. I don't want you to build underneath my maschela shel binyan because it can weaken my structure and therefore it could end up falling down. The tisra ashisai is going to weaken it. Remember, we also had earlier, I can't build a wall too close to my other friend's wall because I need to leave space so people could walk next to the wall in order to strengthen the ground under it. All different types of indirect damages, so to speak. So here too, the vibrations of the building underneath would affect the maschela, and that's why one is not allowed to build under it. That's what it means, maschelo yesh lo chazaka. If you look in the Ritva here quotes, pirish maschelo shel binyan avanim, v'lav dafka, ela lomar, it doesn't mean dafka, a maschelo of stones, but ela lomar she nivneis acharei binyan hakosel, v'ino omen ma'atzmo. It just means that it's not connected, totally attached to the wall. That's why it's not stable. Right, it was added on. Ve'ena omed me'atzmo, v'hi ru'ua mipnei kein, v'hi krova lipol l'myenadneit hakosel. Any type, doesn't have to be stone. It's just that it meant it was put on afterwards. V'nira l'fi atam hazeh, d'binyan arai, she'ein bochshash re'usa da'ashyasa bone, v'hakol l'fi ro'os hadayanim. The dayanim have to figure out the situation and know whether this would cause damage. It's not dafka binyan shel avanim. It's any type of structure that could be affected by building under it. Right, that is what is meant, says the Ritva in our case. The Yad Ramah seems to say that it's literal. If you look at the Yad Ramah here, you have to understand exactly what he's talking about. He says no, there's a difference between stone and wood. Stone, he's talking about the water. He said, "Mamaschila shel binyan askinan." I don't want you to weaken my wall. She'im ein l'mayim revach le'reid l'chatzer. Right? If you build something under it and there's no place for the water to go off of in the stone structure, he nivla'in b'maschila atzma. Shehimi gufo shel kosel v'hakosel misro'eya. By a stone type of wall, that the water will be absorbed itself into the stone, go into the, in between, the stone doesn't absorb, but into the crevices, and it's going to affect the wall, and it's going to cause a problem. But by maschela shel eitz, if you build under, no problem, because even if there's a water backup, it's not going to cause a problem. She'ein lachu shema yivla enu hamayim b'maschela. Shehari shel eitzi ve'ein nivla in ba kemoshe nivla in bebinyan. There's a different way. You might think that the wood is worse, but he's saying the wood is better. By the wood, maybe it'll get absorbed in the wood itself and won't go in between and affect the cement in between. But Lamaisi's talking about a difference literally between the stone and the wood. While the Ritva was just saying, no, it was just giving an example of a structure, but any type of weak structure would be connected. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. More issues of Tzinar and Maschela. Tzinar ha-makalech mayam l'chatzar chaveiro. I have a pipe that brings out water to the chatzar of my friend, Uba Bala Gaglas Osmo, and now I want to close up the pipe. Right? Now we're talking about from the other way. Up until now, we're like, how much can the Baal HaChatzer prevent, I don't want this water coming into my rishus. What if he has water coming into his rishus, and he uses that water? He uses the water to water his field, he uses the water to get to his animals, and now all of a sudden, the person on the roof wants to close up the pipe. Wants to close up the pipe for some reason. Maybe it's he wants to even out that side of his roof. He wants to close off the pipe, which means that my neighbor is going to get less water. So am I allowed to do that? So, Sinar Makalech Mayam L'Chatzer Chaver. Uba Balagaglos Osmo, Baal HaChatzer Ma'akev Alav. The Baal HaChatzer keep Ma'akev and say, sorry, you need to let this water come into my Rishus. De Amarle, because he could say to him, Ki Hechi Da'at Kanit L'cha Chatzer Didi L'mishta Ba Maya. Just like you were, so to speak, Kone the rights in my Chatzer to dump your water all these years, and that might be called a Chazaka. L'didi Nami Kani Le Maya De'igrach. I have been kona the rights of the water that's coming in from your roof, and therefore there's nothing that you could do about it. You can't close off the water. Says the Rashbam, L'didi nami kani l'mayit d'igrach, l'hashkos behemosai, to water my animals. Sh'al menas kein isratzesi l'cha. This was part of my deal. My not saying anything was because I'm also getting benefit from it. Zenana v'zenana. And that's why I didn't say anything. You're going to close it off, then I forget. No, I've already have these rights. V'dami l'mekachu memkar. It's similar, says the Rashbam, to a business deal. Dami l'mekachu memkar. Shani shibadzi l'cha chatzerai b'shvel memecha. I gave you area in my yard to get your water. V'matacho zerbecha ani lo achzer bi. You want to retract? I don't want to retract. You know, when you have a deal done, you know, you need both sides to agree, and here I don't want to agree, and therefore you need to still give me the water. The Nemuki Yosef here has 2 days. What if the guy wants, if the Baal Hagag wants to close up his whole roof or build another floor? Not just to leave the pipe and close off the pipe so the water doesn't go, but he wants to change the whole structure of the roof. Is the Baal HaChatzer allowed to prevent the Baal Hagag from doing renovations? Because he has this water. So, 2 days. 2 days in the Nemuki Yosef. How much does his power go? He quotes first the Ra'ah, because of Ra'ah. This is on Laman Aleph, Amud Beis, and the Dafi Arif. Because of Ra'ah. Shem ba balagag listaro laso shamalia, ain balachatzu yachol la'akev alav. That's too much. It's going to affect his whole behavior. V'hainu delo kamar kani le igrach lamaya. Delo kani elamaya de igra. Kolz ba'at shagag kayam. Shere yachol listar tzina rosav. So he quotes the Ra'ah, who says that the water from the pipe is meshubah to him. But if there is no pipe, as long as there's a pipe, so then we could say, okay, there's meshubah. But if there is no pipes, then we say it is allowed, and therefore the Ra'ah says he cannot limit the Baal HaGag's renovations. And the Nemuki Yosef is not so clear about that. V'libi megamgim bazeh. The Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel hechi hechi tekamar v'im kein mashba techechi tebal hachatzer v'bal okro befaneinu eini yachol okro kacha denosin sheba bal hagag lister gaga eini yachol lister. Achlokas today is how much is it limited? Right? Because we assume that just closing up the pipe is not, the pipe's still there. Right, Hilcha Shabbos, interesting, it comes up. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, based on the Gemara, the end of the second half of Masechta Shabbos, if Tzinar Sha'alu Bo Kishkishim, the Gemara talks about it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. There's a pipe that gets stuffed up with leaves and dirt. Am I allowed to open that on Shabbos? Reminds us of plunging a toilet. Is one allowed to do that on Shabbos? So the halacha is that if there's just a basic plunger, you don't need like a professional snake. So then it's mutter, because that's like opening and closing a door. It's kind of derech tashmisho. It's things sometimes toilets get stuffed and unstuffed, so one is allowed to. If one needs a professional uman to do it, so then it's more serious. Why? Because then it could be that because it's so stuffed, it lost its status of a kli. And therefore, my opening it is creating it and being boneh a Pesach. Right? If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, it talks about a case on the roof where water it's stuffed up and now water is going into my house because the roof is overflowing and the water is not draining properly. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about, you know, opening it with a shinui, right? Because there's hefsed merubah and the water is going into my house, I'm allowed to kick the dirt out. What do you mean? What do you kick the dirt out? Just get it out. The answer is no, because especially in the days of old, what are the pipes made of? The pipes were made of dirt. So, and the dirt stuffed it up, so it's like nothing's there. It's like there's not a pipe anymore. And therefore it's a real case of creating the pipe again. You know, our pipes, they're pipes, they're metal pipes, and it gets stuffed up, so it depends, again, how seriously it is stuffed. But either way here, the Nemuki Yosef was Mechalek, 2 days about it, if the pipe is removed and you're just going to build a whole new structure, is that also included in the rights of the Baal HaChatzer to prevent? So 2 days in the Nemuki Yosef. Interesting, the Nesivus in Kuf Nun Gimel discusses this case, and he says, when he puts the Maschela there, or he puts the pipe, the Tzinar Abba Kaleach Mayim, so that is, like the Rashbam says, it's a type of Mekach U'Memkar. What is the Mekach U'Memkar on? It's Mekach U'Memkar on something in the future. The Minchas Asherah on Bereishis. Right? So if that's true, then doesn't this get into the sugyas of buying, being makne, or being meshabin on a Dover Shlo Bala Olam? What is he buying? He's buying the future water that's going into Izrashus. So the Nesiva says, just have to be aware that that's what we're talking about here. V'nira hatam, dekivan, debal hagag, kona chatzah chaveiro, sheyiu meimi gago yardin lesocho, since he was kona the rights of putting the water in, ubala chatzer lo hikna chatzero, rak bimechir, sheyite lo bal hagag mei gago tamid, I was makaneh, building on the Rashbam. I was makaneh the rights to put the water in as long as your pipe in, as long as I get the water. So therefore, he says that, you know, that's why it works. But he says the kinyan happens now, even though the item is not here. V'kivan dechi of hu mahani, afilu bedover shalabal olam. He already notes that the issue here is being makaneh, being koneh, being mishabing oneself to a situation that's, the situation exists, but the item doesn't exist yet. It's the rainwater that didn't come yet. So he says, but it's working. That's why the shibud exists now for a davar shelo balolam. And that is something that's discussed in many different contexts. The Rishonim already, some of the Rishonim discuss, the Balaturim discusses in Parshas Toldos, right, in the sugya of Yaakov and Esav. How can he buy the Bechorah if the Bechorah didn't exist yet? Isn't it a davar shelo balolam? So the Arachayim HaKadosh expands on the Balaturim, where they discuss, that's why. There's some Rishonim that say, well, if you do make a Shvua, that takes the place of the problem of being Makana Dovah Shlomo La'olam. And maybe that's why Yaakov Avinu made Esav swear. He Shava Liva, he Shava Lo. Right? And, that's why he made him swear. There's other, given, right, the Minchas Asher and Simon Lamed discusses this, how this worked, and he says maybe it relates to the, Sugya of the Achronim. What exactly is the chisaron on a davar shelo balolam? It's not here yet. Why can't I be konin? Okay, it's not here yet. So what? So is it a problem of smichas das, which sounds like the Gemara Bamasiyah Tezayin has a lashon like that. It sounds like it's a problem. I'm not serious. If it's not here now, so then how could I be serious that I really want to buy it or sell it or be mishabed? So then maybe that's why shvua would help. A shvua shows that you're serious. We know certain actions in halacha show that you're serious. We discussed kinyan chalipin earlier in the parak that concretizes one's das. Or is the problem not smichas das? I have full smichas das. The problem is a formal problem of a kinyan can't be chal on something that's not there. If it's not there, even if I'm fully aware and expressing my ratzon, if it's not here, the kinyan is not going to work. That's the chakira. Ha'imu chisaron be'etzem gidre ha'kinyan, de'en ha'kinyan chal al-chefet she'eno ba'olam b'sha'as ha'akna'a, o da'v chisaron b'smichas da'as shel ha'lokeach. De'kivan de'en ha'chefet ba'olam mosam chadaite, de'ha'lokeach l'knoso. V'lachin e'en ha'kinyan chal. So, many nafgaminas. Would a shvua make a difference? That's the machlok, as he says, between the Rush and the Rivash and others. What about our case? The smichas das seems to be there because I'm allowing you to physically do this in my yard. But I'm a mela, only want the water, which is not here. So something is here, something is not here. The one side of it, I'm getting nizok, so to speak. I'm sacrificing right now for something that's in the world, even though the other water is not in the world yet. So, relates to that sugya, and it's not clear exactly how you would deal with it, but that's the Nesibus Sahara in our case. You bring Mishabed and Mishayev and Adavish Lobo La'olam, building on that language of the Rashbam of Dami Lamekach U Memkar. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Itma Rev Oshia Amar Ma'akev. So on this case, can the Balha Chatzer be ma'akev and prevent him from closing up his yard? So itma Rav Oshia Amar ma'akev, he can. Rav Chama Arena ma'akev, no, he cannot. We'll see. Those two people are related to each other. Azal Shaila Rabbi Bisa, they came to ask Rabbi Bisa, who's also related. We will see. Rabbi Bisa is the grandfather, and Rabbi Oshia is the grandson, and the Rabbi Chama is the son. Right, there's three generations here. So they asked Rabbi Bisa, the grandfather, Samalu Ma'akev, he agreed with the grandson. Right, Rashi says, Rabbi Bisa, Aviv Shor Rabbi Chama V'Zakeno Shor Rabbi Oshia. So he agreed, the grandfather and the grandson. So Kari Alei, Rami Bar Chama, V'Chut HaMashulash, Lo B'Mheir Yinatek. Right, the triple string will not quickly be ripped. Zet Rabbi Oshia, B'Dol Shor Rabbi Chama, B'Nol Shor Rabbi Bisa. Right, we see that all three of them were in this discussion together, and you see that the Rabbi Oshia, who agreed with his grandfather here, you see the Torah connected between the grandfather and the grandson. Chuta Meshulash, Lo B'Mheir Yinatek. We had a similar Gemara, if you remember, back in Bamatziah a couple of months ago, not too far away, in Daf Pei Hei Amar Aleph. The Gemara there said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shehu Talmud Chacham, Ubino Talmud Chacham, Uben Bino Talmud Chacham. Three generations, Shuv Ein Torah Posekas Mizaro. Torah will never leave if there are three generations. La'olam, Shedemar, Vanizos Barisi, we say it in Ubal Tzion, Oyamusha Vipicha, Mibizar, Zarach, Mibizar, Zarach, Amar Hashem, Meata, Viad Olam. My Amar Hashem, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Arev Lecha Badaver Zeh. My, right, I'm Arev. My Meata, Viad Olam. What does that mean? By the way, the Mishnah Berurah says, quotes, that the two of the places that we have to have kavana for our children to follow in the ways of Hashem are the two places in Uval Etzion. Right, Yemusha v'picha mi'bizaracha v'bizara zaracha, that's Betheirish, and also towards the end of Uval Etzion, the Mishnah quotes, L'man lo nigal arik lo neile lebehala. Right, so we shouldn't have procreate for nothing, lebehala and larik. So here, so this is the first phrase, and then what does it mean, mi'atav v'yad alam, amr ab yirmiya, mi'kan ve'elech torah mechazeras alachsanya shalah. From here on in, if there are three generations, Torah is always returned to its achsanya. Returns to its achsanya, meaning once it's in the family, so that's the inn that the Torah is comfortable with, and always returns to its achsanya. That's the Gemara B'Metzia on daf Pehe. If you look in Tosfos right here, and Tosfos elsewhere, Tosfos says, V'achuta Meshulash, Lo Bamir Yinasek, Kama Hayu, Shohein V'Avoseh V'Avos Avoseh Hayu Tamid HaChamim. There were many three generational rabbis. Velo kamra aleim achut ha-meshulash, and this is not related to them. Why dafka? What's the gablus of and the uniqueness of Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Bisa, Rabbi Oshia? Right? What's unique here? So Tosfa says alahacha haynu taima lefisha shlashdan rozeze. They were all contemporary. They overlapped. It wasn't just three generations, one after another, but here there were three at the same time that were able to communicate with each other. That's the uniqueness. And then it quotes, why does it say Boshia first? Because he was the son, he was Gadol Yosemidai. Either way, that is Tosfos's comment here. If you look in the Rashbam here quotes that Gemara, as we said in Bava Metzia, but we discussed back in Bava Metzia a little problem. If you look in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah tells us in the second parak that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Haskein Atzmacha Lilmo Torah, She'ena Yerushalach. Prepare oneself to learn Torah. You don't get to be Yerusha. What do you mean? What if my father and grandfather were great rabbis? Now forget that. What if my father and grandfather and great-grandfather? Three generations. I'm good. Once his three generations are established, Chutam Mishulash Lubim here Yinasek. So it is Yerushali. Right? The Gemara says, HaTorah B'chazer HaZalach San Yishalo. So, says the Rav Bar Tanura there, Shehatkein Atzmecha Lilmo Torah, Shalo Tomar, Hoel V'Avichacham, V'Avi Avichacham, Torah Chazer HaZalach San Yishalo, V'Eni Zorach L'Vakish HaChareha. Don't think that. So, one second, we just said you can't think that. How does this Mishnah fit in? Says, they say the Mefarshim, says the Tosfos Yantif, says the Tiferes Yisrael, it's easier. It doesn't mean it's automatic. It means that, you know, if you try to do it, you've already had a situation and background created that makes it easier for you. It's harder to be a Tzaddik ben Rasha than a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. Right? Says the Tosfos Yantif. Remember, whenever we mention the Tosfos Yantif, we like to quote in the Hakdama of the Tosfos Yantif, he writes that his Rebbe, the Maharal Prague, encouraged him greatly to expand and be Mefarsim learning Mishnayos. He says Mishnayos is crucial. The building blocks of all learning is Mishnayos. So that's why the Tosfos Yantif was inspired to write a commentary on Mishnayos, because his Rebbe, the Maharal, encouraged him to. Says the Tosfos Yantif, the Kamash Balan Rabbi Yossi, Dahani Mili, Kisha Misaki Natsmolakach, De Miskaima Bo Yosemi Bizulaso. It'll stick with him even more because it's in his blood. The Elav Hachilo. But if not, doesn't mean that it's automatic. And the Tiferes Yisrael also says, beautiful Lashon. He says, She'ini Yerushalach, Lahasiga, Beli Yegia, Ubeli Yichud, Kalamachshavo Seilaha. Right? Don't think it's going to come to you automatically. And then he asks Akasha. Beautiful. Does it, the Gemara Sanhedrin say, Torah Tzivah Lana Moshe, Mo Rasha, Kilas Yaakov, Atigri Mo Rasha, Lama O Rasa, we're married to the Torah. But even the Pasuk, Mo Rasha, Kilas Yaakov. The Torah is a Mo Rasha to us. So you might be Mechalik between a Mo Rasha and a Yerusha. Rav Shechter writes in the name of Rav Soloveitchik in one of his Svarim, Yerusha is an inheritance. Mo Rasha is a heritage. That means it's an heirloom that's passed down from generation to generation. Yes. But what about in our context? What if you're not Mechalik? The answer is, the Tiferet Yisrael, Yachid and Rabim. Mo Rasha Kilas Yaakov, to the Kehila. The Torah is given over automatically to the next generation, Mo Rasha Kilas Yaakov. To a Yachid, in a Yerushalach. To a Yachid, it's not personal. You gotta work for it. You gotta earn it. Umay dechsev morasha kilas Yaakov haynu klal Yisrael ki dechsev kilos yishakach mipizaro uli inyan ki emitzvoseha shol tishtane b'shum zman o makom o dor aval kol yachid eina Yerusha. That's a great Tiferes Yisrael. Right here. Beis, Yud Beis, in Perkei Avos. Aval kol yachid eina Yerusha v'yafilu avicha v'yavi avicha tamidei chachamim adarabah ze gorim sometimes shalotia tamidei chachamim Shelo Yomrusha Torah Yerusha. The Gemara in Nedarim asks, you know, why is it that many times rabbis' children are and don't follow their path? V'yafilu atakfar dar revi'i batorah, she'az lo tamash atorah mizaram, but mitziya pehei, even if you're the fourth generation, hainu rak she'in chatzorach az yegiya kasha ka'achirim, aval kishetil amda derech arai imachshava zaros, lo shamanu shetan chilena. If you're not devoted to it totally, so it doesn't matter how many generations beforehand, it's not gonna stick. And one more source, just looking in the Ruach Chaim, looking in Rav Chaim Yivalazhin's commentary on Pirkei Avos, he quotes the same idea, that it doesn't mean it's automatic, that he quotes from his brother, Achi Hagon HaTzadik Rav Zalman. You know, Rav Zalman and Rav Chaim Yivalazhin. Special bracha that one of the gedolim for the previous generation gave to the parents, the Yivalazhiners. You're going to have two brothers, one that's going to light up the world in Torah, and one that's going to be an unbelievable Baki Nifla in his own world. That's Rav Chaim Yivalazhin and Rav Zalman Yivalazhin. Right, so he quotes his brother Rav Zalman, that when he was 6 years old, he asked, Shaul Asachinu Agoda Rav Simcha, he asked the other brother, when he was 6 years old, the Gemara in Bamitzia says, wow, he knew a Gemara in Bamitzia at age six, that Torah B'chazeres Al-Chasan Yishalah, after three generations, it never leaves Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So why does any Jew ever have any trouble? We all have three avos. Right? The Torah Machazaras Alachsan Yishala. Call Yisrael Tzatzai Avos Yodei V'Shomri HaTorah V'Ech Yimsa Am Haaretz B'Kal Yisrael. How could he ever have any Am Haaretz? The answer is, like the Mefarshim explained, it's not automatic. It's just easier. But if somebody chooses not to devote themselves totally and mashkia themselves in this endeavor, so then, obviously, it's not going to happen. Okay. Chashuk Yechemin writes on this also, once we're talking about the father and the grandfathers, what if somebody has a choice to learn with his son or his grandson? Which comes first? Is there kedima? You know, the son and the grandson both want to learn with the grandfather. His question is, what if the grandson is more, is sharper? So does that take any precedence? Ruven Yochalom Odim Echad Mehem, Oim Beno Shimon, Oim Ben Beno Gershon, Imi Adiv Shiyoma. So he quotes all the Gemaras and Shas about learning with a grandson, Mishan Delavanecha, and with a grandson, the Gemara Kiddushin, Kilu Kibla Mehar Sinai, if you learn with a grandfather and a grandson, and Yishmala Gedola. Right, and then he quotes the Gemara here, our Gemara, Chut HaMeshulash, Lo B'Meir Yinasek, if you learn with a grandson, maybe you're going to create that connection. Like Tosfos says here, it has to do with their being contemporary, and therefore there's a godless. He says, Im Kol Zeh, he says, I think the son would go first. He writes at the end. He says, I think the son would go first, that's the Vishinantim Levanecha, in general, Ba'ofen Ragil. If the grandson is so much more than the son, okay, then there's more of an open question. He doesn't really, though, take a stand on which one would really come first. Either way, we should all be zochet to learn with all of our sons and all of our grandsons and all of our progeny. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Oh, once we're talking about source. If you look in Ksubis, if you look in the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, the Gemara also discusses quotes. Our Gemara. The Gemara there has a story of Reb Oshia and Rabbi Bisa there on Daf Samach Beis and Mabez. The Gemara says, let me just read it, right before the Rabbi Akiva Gemara, right before the Rabbi Akiva and his wife. On the bottom it says as follows. He said, let me just find the Gemara, where he talks about the three generations, and I can find it quickly, if not... Here, Samach Beis, Amid Beis. He goes in. Let me just find it quickly. He's coming in to... He hasn't seen his wife in a long time. Here it is. Rev Oshia Berei. Azar Rev Oshia... I'm sorry. Rev Chama Barbisa. Azul Yasid Trey Srei Shani Bebei Medrusha. This is Rav Chama, our case. Rav Chama Arbisa was in a base medrash for 12 years. Ki Asa Amar, when he came back, the previous Gemara told a story about a rabbi who shocked his wife coming back, and his wife basically had a heart attack. So he said, I'm not going to go straight into the house. He goes to the base medrash. Ki Asa Amar, Lo Evid Ki Da'avid Ben Chachinoi. Ayel Yasa Ben Medrashah. He went into the base medrash. Shalach Labese. He sent a message to his house. I'm here, you know, just, I'm going to come home soon. Asa Rav Oshia Berei, Rav Oshia. third generation, right here. His son comes, Yosef Kameh, he comes and sits in front of him in the Beis Medrash. Havi kam mashal ish baitza, they start talking and learning. Right, the son does not know who the father is. So it's already learning. He sees that this kid is really sharp. He gets very depressed. Omar, if I had been home for 12 years, maybe my son would have been like this too. That was his son. He goes home. And after he goes home, you know, his son walks in. He stands up in front of his son. He thinks that this boy is coming to ask him another kasha in learning. His wife says to him, you have a father standing in front of a son? This is our son, honey. That's the background to this whole story, that even though he was away and he was learning, that's what happened. So again, Tosfos there also says, what's unique? What's unique? Lefisha shloshten ra'u ze et ze. Kid to amrinan ba'alma. Like, it quotes our Gemara, Baba Basra, Sha'am Reb Oshia, the Davar, Vasar Shalom, Reb Bisa, Bechulu. He quotes, Tosfos there, quotes our Gemara. Once we're talking about a grandfather coming in, or a father not realizing who his son is, just one final story, cannot say it, and then we'll continue. The Sefer Chassidim. I heard this from Rabbi Frand, many, and I don't remember, 25, 30 years ago, I don't remember when, but they quoted the Sefer Chassidim in Taf Reish Nun Hei, Talin Kascha Laila. There was a man who his Rebbe always told him when he was growing up, you're angry, delay. You're angry, count to 10. You're angry, wait. So here's the story. There was a son who was always b'chayim his father. His father gave him one word of instructions. Delay your anger overnight. Delay your anger overnight. Fine. His father died, and he got older, he got married, and soon after he got married, he went to Medina Sayam for business. V'hiniach ishto mu'uberes. V'hu lo yada. She had not taken a pregnancy test yet, and he didn't know that she was pregnant. V'aiki v'aderech yomim v'shanim. Must have been a very long time. And he was out for years. Ukshechazer ba'ir ba'balayla. He came back to the town, and maybe it was dark, and he comes out back at night. Va'ala lecheder she'ishto ha'isa sham shocheves. And he goes into where his wife is sleeping. V'shama kolo shel bachur shehaya menashe kosa. He hears somebody giving her a kiss. Shalav charbo v'ratza laharog shnehem. He takes out his sword, wanting to kill both of them, which is also not a good idea. You're not a bezdin. V'zachar mitzvah aviv. He remembers, Talim Kascha Laila, Talim Kascha Laila. And he says, okay, V'heshivo L'ta'ara, and he put his sword back in the sheath. Shama Sha'amra La'oso Bachur. And he hears that she says to that child, B'nasha Etzla, Kfar Yeshanim Rabo, Shahalach Avicha Me Etzli, Ilu Haya Yodea Shanola Lo Ben Kfar Higia L'Hasila Cha'isha. Must have been out for 15 years. Kisha Shama Zeha Davar, Amar pischi liachosi rayasi baruch Hashem sheatzar kasi ubaruch avi shetzivani laatzar kasi laila echad shlo haragti oscha v'ezbanai v'samchu simcha gedola v'asu mishdel lachol hamanim seim v'samchu harbe maod. That's the Sefer Chassidim, Talan Kascha Laila, about a son and a father not seeing each other after many years. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Sulam Hamitzri ein lo chazaka. Back to the Mishnah, Baba Basra. So we have different types of ladders. The Sulam HaMitzri does not create a chazaka. It's a low-level, inferior type of ladder, somewhat temporary, but a Sulam Suri has a chazaka. So, Heichi Davi Sulam HaMitzri, what does Sulam HaMitzri mean? Amri Debei Reb Yanai, Kol She'ein Lo Arba Chavakin. If it doesn't have four rungs. It's a little step ladder with three rungs. So that does not create a chazaka, but Sulam Suri creates a chazaka. That's Arba Chavakin. If it has four rungs, that's a more serious ladder. There's something, there's a drush to say on it, but let's first continue and then, Beth Hashem, we'll get back to it. So, Chalon HaMitzri Zein LaChazaka Bechulu. So, Maishta Gabi Sulam Delo Mefaresh, Maishta Gabi Chalon De Mefaresh. Why does the Mishnah explicate the difference between Chalon, right? The Mishnah says, what's a Chalon Mitzris, which does not have a chazaka? Well, you can't stick your head in. It's a small window. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, if it has a frame, then it's serious. So why does the Mishnah explain the difference in the chalonos and not in the ladders? So Mishum Dekabaye Flugi Reb Yehuda B'Seifa, because there's a machlokas there. So because there's a machlokas there, that's why we expanded upon it. Period. Amar Reb Zera Lemata. What is this going on? Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rashbam Tosfos. We'll go with Rashbam's pshat. This is talking about chalon tsuri. The Chalon Tsuri, which was a serious Chalon. The Chalon Mitzri is the one that is smaller, and therefore there's no Chazaka. But if they open up a Chalon Tsuri, there is a Chazaka. And again, we mentioned yesterday, different days, it's a Chazaka for what? Chazaka for vision. Chazaka for airspace, chalaka for sunlight, right? All different pshatim. What the chazaka is for? But Amar Rabbi Zeira lamata midal ramos yishlo chazaka. Rabbi Zeira says no. The chalon suri really has two requirements to create the chazaka. What are they? Number one, size. Number two, where it is. If it's lower than dal ramos, then it creates a chazaka, because you should have protested it. If you didn't protest, then this creates a chazaka. V'yochol limchos, you could have protested. See the Rashbam, second medium line, tekivan da'ika tarti, shehu gadol v'namuch, v'yochol l'stakla mimenu. We have both of those. It's low and big. That's why a chazaka could be created, and he could be moche originally. But back to the Gemara, l'malo me'arba amos, but if it's above four amos, even if it's big, in lo chazaka. Because, you know, I can't see in any way, and therefore, it does not create a chazaka. I'm not going to protest v'eni yachol limchos. And the other person cannot be moche from my putting it up, because after all, it's not affecting him. For Rabbi Yilo Omar, Rabbi Yilo Omar, Amos, Yilo Chazaka, v'yachol limchos. No, Rabbi Yilo says, even above four Amos, it does not create a chazaka, but he can be moche. So what's this machlokas about? It's high up, he can't see in anyway, so why would the person be able to be moche or not? Right, it makes sense that Einu Yachol Limchos. Why would he be able to be moche if it's a high window? So Lema Bekofen al Midas Stone Gemiflegi. Meaning the machlokas is whether Besim would force somebody about Midas Stone. Midas Stone, a case where you're not losing anything by my action. So if you, that's what Stone. Stone didn't want you to gain, even if I'm not being affected. Right, that's the mita of stone. So maybe they're arguing about whether Bezin is kofal mita stone. Demar Savar Kofin. One says we're kofal mita stone, and therefore you're not allowed to protest. That's Einu Yachol Limchos. Omar Savar ain't kofin, and therefore Yachol Limchos. Good. So the Gemara answers lo. To Kuli Alma Kofin, really everybody agrees Kofin al Midas Stone. The Ritva here is bothered. What was the Havamina? That somebody would say ain't Kofin al Midas Stone. Right? But either way, ain't everybody agrees Kofin. So what's the Machlokas? Vashani Acha, here it's different because it could be that there's going to be a Chisaron. To Amar Lai, Zimnin, the most Visharshifa, Tutech, maybe you'll bring a bench under it, Vikaimis, and you'll stand on the bench, Vikaimis, you'll see through. Even if it's high up, it's still big, and therefore there's a way that it might be vision inside, and therefore that's why he is still allowed to protest. Hahudas l'kabid Rabbi Ami. There was a case, somebody came in front of Rabbi Ami. In this type of case, Shadri l'kabid Rabbi Abba Bar Mamol. So he, Rabbi Ami, sent to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamol, and he told him what to paskin. Amar lei, abid lik Rabbi Law. Do to him like Rabbi Law. So Rabbi Law says that Yachol Limchos. He can't be Moche. Amar Shmuel, Ula Ora, but if it was put there, this window was put there to let some air in, there was no other window anywhere, no other source of light or air, Afilu Kolshu Yesh L'Chazaka. Then there's a Chazaka even right once it's built, because that is a basic need. And right when it is a milsa de kviusa, you're not going to remove that at any time in the future. So if you don't say anything right away, it is a chazaka. It's the Rashbam's lashon here that it's a milsa de kviusa. The Ritva says, lav dafka kolshehu. Lav dafka, right? The Ritva says here, sometimes you find the word kolshehu that does not mean kolshehu. It just means a certain amount. Says the Ritva, just read the lashon. Says the Ritva here, he says, first he quotes in the previous one about the Kovan Amidah Stom, and then he says, Pirish Rashbam, She'in La'ora Ela Misham, V'chein Betosvus, V'chein Pirish Arayv Rebbe Nechanana. And then he says, V'nire, Mishum, Misham, Dahai Kol Shehu Lav Dafka, Ela She'in Lo Tefach, K'din Chalon Ha'asui Lo Ma'or, L'inyin Tuma, U'matinu Kol Shehu She'esh Lo Shir. He quotes other examples in Shas, where Kol Shehu has a shir. We know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, second Mishnah Pirkei Avos for the day, tells us the different midos in a person, right? This is now in the fifth paragraph, which is all about the numbers. Four midos of this, and ten this, and so if you look in the tenth Mishnah, the Mishnah discusses arba midos ba'adam, four midos in a person. Ha'omer, sheli, sheli, v'shalach, shalach, the first one. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Zumida beinanis. This is mida beinanis. Okay, average. The yesh omrim, zumida stom. Interesting. There's very few machlokes in Pirkei Avos, but here's one of them, right? What is this first mita? Is it beinanis, which doesn't sound anything negative, or midas tome, must be the stones. Rabbi Lau, in his commentary in the Yachal Yisrael there, discusses that Chazal and the Torah want to create a certain type of society. And that's what Kofen al Midas Stone is about. He says, Bahalacha mugdar nidon ze bemilim, Kofen al Midas Stone. This is not normal dini mamonis, that you're not losing anything. Something that's mine, that, you know, you definitely have to ask to use. But there's no reason for me not to give it to you. Ulam Chazal kavu ki yeshna mikrim bahem mutal al bezim lechpos al haadam sheyaafsher laacherim lehishtamish berechusho. It's an amazing concept. It's mine. Why should I let you use it? Or, you know, you're doing something, but it's in my reshus. I have every right. The answer is, if it's not affecting you, this is what we want the world to be. We want the world to be interconnected. We want kol Yisrael aravim zelazeh. Right, the Chesronim Shalan Shei Stom, they wanted to live separate lives. Chachamenu do'agu l'kach she'adam Yisrael lo yeh nagua b'midasam. Hatanai ha'besisi l'tarbut di'ur lihimana mitzaris ayin. Don't be such a tsar ayin. That's the basic idea of living together, right? That's the underlying theme of the second parak of Harchachas Nizakin. It's not just about me. Again, we have the machlokas. Reb Yossi says, Ala nitzak l'harchag atzmo. But remember, Reb Yossi agreed, Moder Reb Yossi b'girei didei. If it's girei didei, daf chav beis, chav hei or so, right? Reb Yossi says, if it's considered arrows, then even it's in my reshus, right? I have to worry about it, even though I'm only acting in my reshus. So that is issues of Kofen al Midas Stone. Good. Let's just getting back to one thing that I mentioned earlier, and then we'll do the next Mishnah. The drush of the day. The drush of the day. Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer, the great last Rav of Krakow, great Darshan. So he quotes this is in Parshas Vayetze, the only time in Tanakh where the word Sulam appears. Sulam is a hapax, it appears one time in Tanakh. Yaakov Avinu has the Sulam, Mutzav, Artsav, Arosha Magiyah Shemaima. Says the Rabbi Yosef Nechemia. So we know Sulam is, that symbolizes the connection of us going up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sulam, he says, is Rosh Tevas. Right, it stands for the three Dvarim Shehaolam Omed. Right, Sulam, Samach. Samach is Somech Noflim. That's the Chesed. That's that. Lamed, Limed HaTorah. Right, that's Torah. And Mem symbolizes, Mem is the middle letter of the Aleph Beis, and it's also the Remez to the middle of the world, which is the Mikdash and the Mizbeach. That's the Mem, that's the middle, which symbolizes the Makam HaAvoda. So he says, Sulam is Somech Noflim, Limed HaTorah, and Mem, you can see it's Merkaz. Right, Merkaz HaOlam, which is it's the middle of the Aleph Beis, and it's the Mizbeach. And these are the three. You want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sulam Mutzav Artsav, Arosha Magiyah Shemaima. But then he says, but what does the Gemara Bava Basra say? A sulam of three legs is very temporary. Ein lo chazaka. But if it's four legs, the sulam tsuri, so yesh lo chazaka. What's the fourth leg? Right, what does it say in Pirkei Avos? Right, there are three ksarim. The three ksarim connect to the Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. Keser Torah connects to Torah. Keser Kahuna, that's Aaron, that's Avodah. And Keser Malchus, that's Chesed. The first thing a king has to do is to do Chesed to the Am. But what does the Mishnah end off with? Keser Shem Tov Olal Gabehem. It's the Ruach Abrios Noche Menu. If the three legs for the ladder, okay, that's one level. But the fourth leg, they have a ladder with four legs, says that's Yesh Lo Chazaka. That's a Sulam that's going to last forever, and that's what one has to be aware of. In Nosav Al Gimel Ksarim Shekana Lo Betaraso Va'avodaso V'chazdo Zocha Gamkin L'Madrega Revius Keser Shem Tov Osu Ki Chafetz Bo Hashem V'kibal Avodaso L'Ratzon V'hu Sulam Tsuri. You read this Gemara, you think, what does this have to do with my life? But you see Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, it's a nugget to take for life. Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah, Haziz, somebody has a windowsill or something sticking out from my house into your yard, to ad tefach, if it's a tefach or more, yish lo chazaka. You didn't say anything, so that creates a chazaka. The yachol limchos, and in the first place, you can be moche, that it doesn't stick into your reshus. Pachos mi tefach, but if it's less than a tefach, ain lo chazaka, then there's no chazaka. If you don't say anything, then I don't create a chazaka, because you might not have said anything, because it's so small. And in one day, if you want to get rid of it, you could force me to get rid of it. And also, you can't really be mocha. I'm sorry, because you can't be, it doesn't create a chazaka, because you can't really be mocha. It is, it is not something that's really mafriya on your life, and therefore you can't be moche on it. The Rashbam here says that the context here is, which by the way we're going to get to in the next Mishnah, hezek re'iya. Getting back to Dav Beis, which we discussed months and months ago, right? Yochel, what's the issue here? Because if you have something, if I have something sticking into your yard, I might want to hang something on that ziz. And when I go hang something on the ziz, I'm going to look into your rishus, right? That's why there's an issue of hezek re'iya. Amar Vasi, Amar Bani, V'Amrila, Amar Yaakov, Amar Bimani, hechzik betefach, hechzik bedalid. If I was machzik in one tefach ziz, I'm machzik in a four tefach ziz. So my kamar, what exactly does that mean? Why is that automatic? So I'm a rabbi, a hachi kamar. This is what it means. Hechzik rochav tefach b'meshach arba, hechzik b'rochav arba. If somebody has a ziz that is rochav tefach b'meshach arba, right, the Rashbam explains, it's one tavach wide. It sticks out four tvachim. And it's one tavach wide. So then automatically, I can make the ziz four tvachim wide. Because four tvachim, says the Rashbam, here's a lashon, t'ein makam chashiv b'pachos midalad al dalad. Right, once you have four tefach out and one wide, you can make it all automatically four tvachim wide. If it's not four tvachim out, so then you can't. Says the Rashbam. V'hu adin also, shem hechzik barachav tefach b'meshach asara, lo hechzik ki'im barachav dalad. Right? No matter how far out it is, you can only go four tefachim out. You can't, four tefachim wide. You can't make it into a square. Back to the Gemara. Again, hechzik barachav tefach b'meshach arba, hechzik barachav arba. If it's four out and one wide, you can automatically make it four wide also. Pachos b'tefach ein lo chazakav ein yochol limchos. But if it's less than a tefach, not. Amar av hu nalo shanu el abala gag b'bala chatzer. What is this that he can't be moche? The Baal HaGag can't be moche to the Baal HaChatzer. What does that mean? The Rashbam explains in two ways. The Rashbam says there is no hezek re'iyah here, and also, if the Baal HaChatzer wants to use the ziz, so he, the Baal HaGag, cannot be moche, because either way, the Baal HaChatzer could cut it down if he wants, so therefore even if he uses it, he cannot protest. The Baal HaGag and the Baal HaChatzer cannot. Ava Baal HaChatzer, b'Baal HaGag, yachol limchos, but the Baal HaChatzer can be moche to the Baal HaGag. The Rashbam explains why. Why can he be moche? So the Rashbam says, look at the second wide line in the Rashbam. Two reasons. Baal HaChatzer, yachol limchos b'Baal HaGag, that he shouldn't be put this ziz out in the first place. V'inami shelo yishtamish b'ziz. Or once it's there, you shouldn't use it, because when you lean out and you hang something on the ziz, you're going to have a bird's eye view of my chatzer, and therefore he could be moche in that direction. Back to the Gemara of Rav Yehuda. Amar afilu b'al chatzer b'al gag ani yochol limchos. No, the b'al chatzer can't be moche either. Why? Isn't there hezek re'iyah? So lema behezek re'iyah kemiflegi. Maybe the machlokes is about hezek re'iyah. Demar saver shmei hezek. One holds shmei hezek, and therefore he can protest. I don't want you hanging things out. But mar saver lo shmei hezek. So isn't that the machlokes? Getting back to what we discussed back on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel. So mar says lo. To kuli alma shmei hezek. Maybe everybody agrees shmei hezek. The shiny hacha. The omarle. Everybody agrees shmei hezek. That he should be able to say, well, you can't lean out or hang something because you might look. But here is different. Veshani yacha da amar le litashmishta lochazi. Right? He could say, for my usage, I'm not gonna see. Lomai chazi, lomisla bamidi, oh, well, when I hang something, I'm gonna see. Ma'adrana apai vitalina bay. I'll turn around and hang. I'm not gonna look. He could say, I'm not gonna look. You have nothing to worry about. The Idach, and the other one might say, the one who argues says, no, Amalei Zimnin de Ba'isas. Maybe as you're hanging something, you're gonna be scared. You're gonna want to hold on straight. So you're gonna look in my yard. So I don't want to take any chances. So really, fundamentally, everybody agrees Hezek re'iyah shmei Hezek. The machlokas is whether this is a case of Hezek re'iyah. If you look in the Biure Chasidus, once every couple of months, we have a comment for the Biure Chasidus Lashas. He quotes there from the Tiferes Shlomo, Hezek re'iyah shmei Hezek. Iker Kedusha shel ha'adam talui b'shmiras einayim. The Iker Kedusha is what we look at. Va'afilu kasher higia kvar l'matzav, shezelo mashpia alav. Somebody has conditioned themselves, hopefully, that we've killed the Yitzhahara inside of us. We had earlier, back in the first parak, David HaMelech, v'libi chalal b'kirbi. Al yomar adam zelo yazikli. You can't say, no, I can see things that it's not going to affect me. Chas v'shalom. Lokein adavar, hezek re'iyah, shmei hezek. Hezek through re'iyah can be mazik anybody. Bebila marashak siv nofel ugilu yeinayim. Af shahaya navi v'hisik asagas gedolos. Mishum shahaya gilu yeinayim, nafal. Nafa, why? Because he was galuya. He didn't care about what he saw. He wasn't shomer on himself. Right? What we see goes into our neshama. It affects us. We have to be so careful in terms of what we look at and what we view. Hezek re'iyah, shmei hezek. Okay. Says the Mishnah, lo yiftach adam chalanosav l'chatzer. A person can't open up windows to a chatzer that he has shutfis in because of hezek re'iyah. Says the chatzer of shutfin. I'm sorry, to a chatzer of shutfin, even though you own part of the yard, but your shutif owns and has a gre'iyah. Lokach bayis b'chatzer acheres lo yiftachena b'chatzer of shutfin. If you have a house in one yard, you can't open up another door in the chatzer of shutfin. Bana ali al gabe beso. If you build a second floor on your house, lo yiftachena l'chatzer of shutfin. You cannot make a new entrance directly from the upstairs into the yard. That's going to cause more traffic. Ella imratza bonus achad lefnimi beso ubana ali al gabe beso uposcha l'tok beso. You could build a second floor and they'll get to it through your house, right? No new entrances into the yard, and therefore that is what's allowed. Says the Gemara, my Arya lechazar ashutfin afilu chazar chavir nami lo. Why does the Mishnah say that you can't open up a window into the chazar ashutfin, even to a chazar of your friend? Why does it say dafka chazar ashutfin? So lo mi by kamar. It's saying not only lo mi by lechazar chaviro. Not only could you not do this into your friend's chazar. De lo, you can't. Of course, because you don't have any rights into that yard. Aval lechazar ashutfin, but into a yard of partners. De amale, you might be able to say sof sof akabos leitz tanuye minoy bechazar. Lo maisa, I can go into the yard whenever I want. So you have to hide and act in a tzius way anyway when I go into the yard, so I can build a window. Kamash malah, no. Da amaleh, he could say, ado idna, b'chatzer have b'ina itz tanuye minach. Up till now, I had to guard myself when you were in the chatzer. Hashta filo b'bayis nami b'ina itz tanuye minach. Now I have to guard myself even when you're in your house. Right, that makes it harder for me, and therefore there is hezek re'iyah, and I am not interested. Okay, we'll stop by Tanur Rabbanan. Rabbi the Shem, we get into the last daf here in Cheskas Habatim. We get into Zeichel HaMikdash, right? All the different halachas on Samach HaMabez, two or three places in Shas where we're talking about Zeichel HaMikdash. And then we get into, Rabbi the Shem, the middle prakim here in Boa Basra, the Hamochers. Hamochers Abayis, Hamochers Asfina, Hamocher Peros, all the Hamochers. Okay, we'll stop here.